170 new homes could be in pipeline for village. Benson could be facing a proposal for a 170 home housing estate as a developer considers a new scheme on farmland. Developer Olivia Holmes has submitted an initial report to South Oxfordshire District Council on a proposal for 170 new homes on the land south of Watlington Road in Benson. Submitted by agent Walsingham Planning, the document reveals the intention to submit an outline planning application for 170 dwellings with all matters except access reserved. Proposing a landscape-led development for new homes across a mix of dwelling types for both market and affordable sales, the applicant said their plans incorporates public open space and green infrastructure plus a new vehicle and pedestrian access point onto Watlington Road. This initial document submitted to the council is requesting a decision on whether the developer will need to produce an environmental impact assessment for any future application. The same parcel of land has been subject to two previous applications for similar schemes in 2016 and 2023. Although no plans were brought forward for the latter, the earlier proposal, now a decade ago, saw an outline application for up to 120 new homes with access, open space, landscaping and play space submitted for the same site. South Oxfordshire District Council refused the application in May 2017, explaining the urban development would be a significant encroachment into the open countryside. It would detract from the rural character and landscape of Benson. Officers said at the time, the adverse impact of the development would significantly and demonstrably outweigh its benefits. The developer appealed the decision, but this was also rejected in July 2018. In this latest request, the applicant said, the concept of the master plan for the site is based around the principle of a central green open space running east-west through the site. This provides strong permeability and a pedestrian-friendly movement network and environment within the site and its connections to the wider landscape, ensuring maximum accessibility to new green spaces from the residential areas, increasing placemaking, health and well-being. Phil Murray, chairman of the planning committee for Benson Parish Council, explained the proposal is not in Benson's neighbourhood plan or the district council's local plan. He said, we have a duty to consider plans objectively, but we will represent the wishes of our community. I think it's fairly obvious that the community is fed up. We've had too many houses already, even if it was necessary, but we haven't finished them or had the relief road open yet. We're nowhere near done. And we absolutely, as a general principle, do not wish to see any further development, least of all outside of the settlement boundary which we've carefully constructed.